This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was talking yesterday about how it's easy for Luke Combs to say that because he's a multimillionaire and he's going to have money in the future. Doesn't have to worry about money anymore. And it's really easy to say, well, you know, I got my priorities in order. You know, work is not number one. My kids are number one. Well, when you have that kind of money and you can set your own schedule in terms of when you go on tour, it's easy to make your kids number one. But a lot of men have to go through things where they have to put work first, but they're putting work first because they love their kids. Women are doing the same thing. Sometimes it's women who are in that position. It was hard for me to talk about this yesterday, but I did. The blog and part of the show from yesterday is posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on that. And if you're in a situation where you can relate to that, please share your comments. All right, we've got a lot of rain in the area. Let's go to the WWL Louisiana Forecast Center. Alexa Trishler joins us. Alexa, it is a rainy day.
It is. You know what? I have to agree with you on what you just said. That was a really good point.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, you know, a lot of people go through that. And it's, you know, when Luke Combs said that, I thought, well, okay, you know, this is all cool. But
yeah,
it's you know, that's easy for him, but it's not easy for everybody else. And I went through a time in my life when I was made to feel like I was putting work ahead of my son. But in reality, I was I had to move because that was the only opportunity I had to continue to provide for his mom, and also for his private school. So it was a tough situation.
Right, 100%. I know everyone has to go through, most people have to go through something like that. But yeah, it's a really, really great point. But like you mentioned, it's been a rainy morning. It's been a mess out there this morning with the heavy rain. And it's still raining now, not as bad as it was this morning. We had some really strong storms roll in this morning, especially seeing some damage across the West Bank and Marrero. Saw the worst of the damage from the strong winds from the storms today. Luckily, the winds have subsided. We're still dealing with some soaking rain throughout the early part of the afternoon. But things will be quieting down going into the evening commute. So by this evening, we should be done with the rain.
So the worst of it came this morning for the greater New Orleans area. And,
yes.
And is there's not another wave that's lining up to come through here?
No, the final push is moving through now. We've got some steady and heavy rain down the bayou, closer to the coast. We've got some heavier showers, and we've got some steady and soaking rain across the city and our river parishes. But this is pretty much it. It'll continue to rain over the next probably 2 hours or so, 2 to 3 hours at most. And once we get to about dinner time tonight, the storms look to wrap up. Yeah, the worst of it really happened this morning where we got the really heavy rain, the strong winds and the lightning. And the thing is, though, tomorrow we could see a few showers and storms. Doesn't look like as bad as today, but there is still going to be some rain in the forecast tomorrow, and it could be heavy. And then Friday, it looks like our rain chance will be pretty high. So planning for some more heavy rain on Friday as well.
All right, what about the weekend and Mother's Day?
You know what? The weekend doesn't look that bad. I think we'll still have this disturbance kind of lingering, but it looks like some drier air will work in this weekend, and it's not going to be nearly as wet this weekend. There could be a couple isolated showers and maybe a storm around Saturday, Sunday, but very hit or miss, not much rain, and mostly dry this weekend in the upper 70s for high temperatures.
Okay, Alexa Trishler, WWL Louisiana Forecast Center. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great afternoon.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.